from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Privy Council's latest death penalty ruling evokes yet more spirited Caribbean reaction. St. Vincent goes further than just free movement. It's abolishing the alien landholding license. And Montserratian authorities say volcano shelter residents may not have to pay rent after all. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There continues to be strong government reaction against the decision of the British Privy Council to outlaw mandatory death sentences in OECS countries. Jamaican Prime Minister Percival Patterson denounced the ruling as another attempt to unilaterally abolish capital punishment in the region. The Attorney General of Barbados said it was time for the island's government to take decisive action on its future with the Privy Council, which has been the court of last resort for several former British colonies for more than a century. This report is from Bertram Niles.
The ruling is not binding on countries outside of the Eastern Caribbean court system, but many lawyers acknowledge that it is only a matter of time before it is. The law lord said that requiring the mandatory death penalty for murder was to deny a person's basic humanity. It is the latest of a slew of decisions in the Privy Council's Caribbean jurisdiction that have chipped away at capital punishment, which was abolished in Britain decades ago. Jamaican Prime Minister P.J. Patterson said the Privy Council was determined to make it impossible for the death penalty to be carried out in accordance with the authority of sovereign Caribbean parliaments. It is a view that has resonance with former Trinidad and Tobago Attorney General